This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Sanity right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I'm pumped with all the garbage going on today. Hey, shut up over there. I don't think you guys can see it. If you're watching, yeah, I'm going to stand up for a second. See if I can get in the picture. Hold on. So you should be able to see my shirt. It says, it's an older shirt. And it's OMG. I can try to read it upside down. Thanks. It's OMG, Obama Must Go 2012. It's my 2012 shirt. And I wear it around. I throw it on. I wear it around from time to time. I even forget. You know, because it's near and dear to my heart, right? I forget that I have it on. And I'm running around town. I'm running errands. I'm not in a liberal town, but I'm not necessarily in a heavy conservative town, if you would. But I got to tell you something. I get the biggest kick out of the fact people will look at me and smirk. I've had cash people at cash registers. I don't want to give away some of the big name stores. I like your shirt. I agree with you. I like what it has to say. And it would be great to get these people to speak out, right? But they don't all the time. I don't know what to tell you. But again, I wear the shirt. I forget. I don't do it on purpose. I have gotten maybe one or two smirks. But for the most part, every single time, you know what I get? Like your shirt. I agree with you. So, I mean, I guess it's really almost next to impossible to get these guys or to get people to really hate what you're doing. In light of where we're at in this country today. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on Genesis Communication Network. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do up there. Also, we are live on Facebook, so you can head up to Facebook. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can. There's no poll there, I don't think. But, you know, whatever. And I always appreciate this stuff. I want to welcome Butch here from Texas. No, he's not in the studio. He's watching online. So I do appreciate the time that you guys hang in there with me. Tom also from Virginia is on with us. Now, earlier, it was Tom sent me something that, you know, I don't know if you guys knew this. If you're new to the show, you don't know this. But I was in technology 20 years. You know, I was a geek. I still am to a degree. I try to stay away from it, though. And by the way, Xander Gibbs is going to join us in the first hour like he does every week. And so, you know, it's scary. I don't want voting online. I don't want voter registration. I don't want anything online other than be able to order pizza. Okay, that's about it. Love pizza. You know, if I don't have to get off the couch, I can have the phone in one hand and the clicker, you know, the channel changer in the other hand. I know I'm old. What do you want? Right? That's the way I'd want to do it. But other than that, no. There's no voting. There's no voter registration. There's, you know, no taking polls. Nothing online. Not interested. I know we have to do this. You know, I hate it. I fought going on Facebook. I fought going on Twitter. I fought all this stuff. I hate it. Radio is radio. See? Mike, me, and you. But no. We got to have TV. It means I got to shower. I got to shave. I got to comb my hair once or twice a week. I have to change my clothes. It's disgusting that I'm forced to do all this. So Tom asked me to relay, when you're on the air tonight, think about the internet outage today on the East Coast. The attack was on DNS internet servers. These are the servers. Look, I'm not going to get into all this because I don't want you to glaze over. But, you know, you got to understand. It's not like you send somebody an email, you go to a website, and that one thing that you sent out goes like, no, they go to centralized servers. There's these servers in your area and other areas that tell your message, your stream of electrons, where to go to get the information they're looking for. Some of you who are really old, way back when Tom might be part of this, I don't know if he might remember this, they used to have a program called Gopher, and it might take you a day or two to get a response. And it was called Gopher because it went for your information. You know, go for this information, right? And so, anyway, they started hacking and hitting these servers. And, you know, you've heard these things called denial of services. And that's when the server starts to get hit with too much traffic. It's being made, too many requests are being made. But these attacks were going at the server specifically. Somebody specifically targeted these. Now, if you think about this, you know, the internet's been handed over. Is being handed over, is being parsed out. So you're going to see more and more of this happen. And WikiLeaks is just going to be a joke. So today was being described merely as a test for the hackers to see if what they could do on a large scale. And Ted Cruz warned about it. But you know what? I know somebody's trying to give Ted Cruz some. Ted Cruz is not the only one that talked about this. There were plenty of people talking about this. People like myself, too, who've been through this stuff on a regular basis. Now, in the second hour tonight, now Michael Hauser will be going to join us in the third hour like he always does. But in the second hour today, we're going to deal with the, I'm going to call it my Hillbama hour. My Hillary Obama hour. We'll call it Hillbama. And there's so many things I want to get to. So many hypocritical things that I want to get to that the two have talked about. This is why they hate this interweb thing. Right? They hate it because you can always go back and get information on them. They can't stand it. They can't stand you. Well, they deny it anyway. But they're going to keep ducking and dodging. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Anna Gibb will join us after the break. Don't go far. We're going to have a lot of fun. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
Friday night with Earth, Wind, and Fire, right here on The Real Side. Boogie Down tonight. You know, don't send me 70s references, because I'm not that dumb. Obviously, I know what it's all about. And, you know, Friday night, you're getting ready to go out tonight or what have you. Some of you, if you're as old as I am, as old as dirt, you're here working. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me bring on one of my, and I mean this sincerely. I'm not saying it because he's on here. You hear me all week long. I so much enjoy when Xander Gibb joins me on the show, and I really do. Xander, thanks for being with me tonight. I always appreciate the time you spend with me.
It is a pleasure, sir. How is the boat with you?
Well, I'm alive. I'm breathing. I got a bed of my own this morning. I figured, yeah, it's a starting point, right? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, Why don't you tell people about your show and how they can find your show and that kind of stuff. Let's start off there so we don't forget this time.
Absolutely. It's called X-Rad, and it's 5 Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern. And the easiest way to see the show and be involved is via Facebook. Follow me on Facebook, and you'll be able to see when it's going on. But all of the information about it is at sandrygibb.com.
You know, it's every time you're on with me, it's always happy music. You know what I'm saying? It's always I get the comments. It's like, what is like Friday night happy night? Why should it be happy night? And now I'm not just saying this because you're on with me tonight, but I had this conversation with somebody about words today, and what was it? It had to do with what went down last night. What was the name of that program last night? What was that?
It was the something somebody
was on.
Award.
Right. The something. That's what I call it too. The something something benefit. And you know, these people play with words all the time. And I said, you know what?
Right.
It's like when you know the word gay is taken on a different meaning. I said, when you talk about the gay 20s, it wasn't a revelation time where everybody became gay. It had a different meaning at that time.
Unfortunately,
you know. And, you know, and you know, everything had a different. It has gone through those changes,
right.
But you know, it's coming into today. We have to be so careful with words. We have to be so careful to make sure that we maintain the value, the knowledge, and you know, the descriptions of these words. Otherwise, what do you got? You got nothing. You're constantly guessing at what people are saying, right?
I think so. And no matter how careful you try to be. I'm actually really sick of political correctness because it stops me, even as an articulate individual, it stops me from getting my point across. And I think people should know my character well enough to know where I'm coming from. But also, I'm afflicted with the fact that I'm half comedian, and some of the stuff that comes out of my mouth is funny, but some people find it offensive. But I'm not looking to offend anybody except Hillary.
Well, they have to get over it. It's just like they were showing, even Obama last year at this event, or the year before, whenever it was, you know, he was telling some pretty raw jokes, but I thought they were funny. I didn't even like the guy, and I thought they were funny. He delivered them well, and he kind of made fun of himself and a few others, and it was cool, and there's nothing wrong with it. The snowflakes just can't handle it anymore, you know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, we want to save space.
Yeah.
We can't look at your things. Because I think if you don't want to see what I have to say or hear what I have got to say, vote with your feet. Vote with your fingers. Don't watch. Don't listen if you don't like it. And, because there are enough out there that do want to.
You know, turn the channel. Are you crippled? No, you know what it is? They're in that fetal position in the corner. They can't get to the TV. No, this kid, they can't get back to the... all right, so listen. If this is proof positive. This next story is one of many, but it's proof positive that the Mayans were right, that the Earth stopped spinning in December 2012 in the middle of the night while we were sleeping, and it started spinning in reverse, okay, because nothing makes sense anymore. So DePaul University is at it again. They've done this kind of stuff before, and now they have decided that while Black Lives Matter posters hang all over the place, that's okay, that's good, that's a big deal. The Republican Club hanging an Unborn Lives Matter is utterly unacceptable on campus. Now, let's just talk about this. It's a Catholic college, people. It's a Catholic university. They're supposed to stand for life. There is no scripture that say, you know, thou shalt killeth the baby in the womb. Matter of fact, there's opposite scripture all over the place, so I'm not going to beat you up over scripture. I'm just not going to do that with you. But there's no way that I'd love for a Catholic to call the show, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Call the show and show me in scripture, in that scripture that you say you follow, that you believe in, show me where it says abortion is fine and okay and pleasing in the sight of God. But what do you think about this, Dan? Here's a Catholic college that will allow BLM signs up but won't allow Lives Matter.
Unfortunate that in America today we're actually being expected to swallow the line that abortion is acceptable, because just because it's legal, it doesn't make it acceptable. And when politicians like Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine can a contraceptive method.
Oh, I find
that highly offensive because, you know, I know some countries, they actually limit the number of abortions that people can have. I mean, I've actually heard people say that they've had 5 or 6 abortions, and I'm like, you're actually bragging about that? What does that say about you if that's your kind of like achievement in life, that you've had 5 or 6 abortions? You tell that to the children that you've killed. Because let's face it, whichever way you look at it, abortion is actually state-sanctioned murder. And I look forward to a point in our history where we have enough people on the Supreme Court that actually see it the way we do. Because, you know, I'm not going to get into the debate whether sometimes it's acceptable if the mother's life, you know, is a risk. You know, medicine is so far advanced enough for that not to be an issue very often.
Do you realize, I'm glad you brought that up, though, because somebody was talking about that today. I should have wrote the number down, but the number was ridiculously small. So look, those cases are like 0.11101% of all pregnancies. Very few times, other than, you know, bothering the mother in a mental way, but very few times is there physical danger to the mom. And one person actually said, I can't believe this, somebody from Planned Parenthood actually said, it's safer to have an abortion than to give birth, because more women die giving birth than they do having an abortion. That might have been true in 1951 if you lived, you know, 4.5 hours from a hospital. But it's not true today. It's an out-and-out lie. And for those of you who don't check this stuff out on your own, shame on you. We got to go to a quick break, Xander. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host, here with Xander Gibb. Don't go far. We got a lot more we want to talk about after the break. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4, and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our cost.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, if you're having trouble, somebody told me that the feed is like circling the drain, as they say. So if you're having trouble with it, we have other ways to get the show. We are on Tiki. We are on Ustream. We are on YouTube. There's a million ways to get the show, a million ways that you can see what's going on there as well. And again, I am Joe Messina, your host, and I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Again, I have Xander Gibb with me, as I have every week. You know, he has not, now, Xander, for clarity, you are not part of the Gibb family, correct?
Of course, but not the Gibb family. Depends which Gibb family you're talking about.
I've never really heard you tighten your belt and sing like they do, but, you know, you're not part of the Gibb family.
Well, I can just check my album.
Oh, okay.
I'm a singing family of Gibbs, but not, you know, Mars,
not
Robin.
Those Gibbs. Yeah.
I'm Barry.
Yeah. You know, they were the hit of the 70s, right? I mean, if you didn't know who they were in the 70s, man, you weren't cool.
That's all there is to that.
Yeah, I'm trying to get, you know what, I'm trying to get rid of the 70s, you know what I'm saying? I mean, every time I start to get out of my head, somebody brings it back into remembrance, sends me a picture, does something like, you know, I'm just something to make me crazy, but anyhow.
You're still going to keep the clothes there, right, Joe?
Yo, because the bell-bottoms are coming back, I'm telling you, man. They're gonna come back. I got my polyester shirts in the back of the closet. This is going to be, I'm going to sell them for big bucks at some point, I'm sure. Right, so we were talking about the Catholic University, and this is where I'm upside down and everything. We've got Christians, we've got Catholics, we've got Jews that again, if you know people who don't understand religion or don't understand the Judeo-Christian Bible or our belief system, what we refer to as the Old Testament, the older part of the Bible before Christ, we share with our Jewish brothers. We read it the same way. We understand it very much the same way. And God talks in the Old Testament, as we refer to it, as him knowing us before we were placed in our mom's womb. So if he knew us, we must have been valued. We must have had a soul, if you would. We must have had something that God loved and cared about before he put us in our mother's womb. So
right.
for a Christian, a Catholic, or a Jew to say abortion is perfectly acceptable just blows my mind, does it not?
Yeah, because let's face it, it's not in line with with any Christian ideology that I have, and no amount to kind of blindly liberalize it will make it hold water for me. But I definitely think that this is part of that liberal agenda, because when you see politicians standing on a platform and saying that it's okay, you know, that abortion is a right, I'm kind of like astounded. And if you're selling your platform on state-sanctioned murder, what does that say about what else you're prepared to do?
Yeah, and for some of you in the second hour, we're going to deal with some of this then too. I've got something that's going to gross you out. You need to deal with it. All right, there are pictures of babies, because Mrs. Clinton said, and her team says, and her team of schlocks said, look, there is no such thing as late term abortion. The states have laws against it. They lied to you. There is a such thing as late term abortion. I mean, that's why you had the baby killer known as Gosnell put in jail, and there are other doctors out there like him. We just don't hear about it, right? Because the mainstream media is not going to play it. I have a picture up my Facebook. We're going to talk about later on my Facebook radio page, and it's a picture of babies that have been taken out of garbage bags, late-term abortion babies that have been taken out of garbage bags. They were taken out of a dumpster. All the kids are dead. Yes, you heard me. All the kids are dead, and they put them on top of the garbage bags. Human beings treated like garbage. You've got to be one cold SOB to look at that and say, that's not a baby, and the mother has a right to kill it right up until the time the umbilical cord's cut. That you are one sick individual. You want to take it from here?
it's very astounding that in the United States that, you know, everyone has rights, from illegal immigrants to refugees, to murderers, to everybody. But the only one group that don't have rights in these United States are the unborn, are the fetuses, and they're not actually considered to be a person. They don't have personage until they take a breath. That is a concern for me. Because, you know, if you kill a pregnant mother, you've killed two people. So surely if you kill the baby, if you abort that baby, you are culpable of murder. I mean, I remember when, I don't know who it was some liberal fool that asked Donald Trump, he said, if abortion were legal and women had abortions, who should be punished? And he said, the mother. And there was an outcry because he said that. But if you break the law, you know, you've only got yourself to blame for that. But I would go one step further, and I would charge the person who performed the abortion with murder or whatever crime they would be charged with, because it would be breaking the law.
It would be an accessory, and I would charge the daughter with accessories.
Sure.
Look at the hypocrisy behind this is twofold for me, and I don't want to turn our whole discussion into abortion, but let's hit on some of this. First of all, the left lies to you, and they play this game where it's all about a woman's reproductive rights. Well, no, it's not a reproductive rights system, because the reproductive system is made to do a certain job. It's made to hold the egg in such a place where it can conceive, where it can be fertilized, where it can go through a whole gestation period and be born. You break that at any point manually. If I do something to stop it, then what I'm doing is stopping the reproductive system from doing what it's supposed to do. So if it's reproductive health, how does damaging it stop? Why is that the right thing? And then number two for you, Xander, which you may not want to talk about, is I always say, why does a woman get to play God? And I say that because you just said it a minute ago. If you hit somebody, or you hit a woman who's pregnant, she could be on her way to the abortion clinic. You hit her, she falls, they both die. You're not up for homicide, you're up for a double homicide. But if that thing in her belly is not a life, it has no value, and it was going to be aborted anyhow, why should you charge me for that? Does the mother have a right to play God?
Definitely not, but I think that the state are quite happy to be involved with some things and not others. Because, you know, people have even said to me, Xander, you're a man. I'm like, yeah, thanks for pointing that out. I was aware. So what right do you have to have an opinion on abortion? And, you know, Dr. Gina Loudon shared a very interesting fact with me. She said, every single day they abort male fetuses too, so you have every right to have an opinion on abortion. And she was absolutely right.
Yeah. No, and how many times do you get the email like I get that says, you have no uterus, you haven't had to push a baby through your birth canal, you have no right to speak. I'm going, okay, then stop telling me about men's issues. You know, I did a story tonight about a female professor who said that masculinity was dangerous, that if you have a mindset, if you teach your kids things like, you know, you need to be a man, as we teach our young males, then that's bad, that's wrong, that's dangerous, and it leads to things like the shooting at Columbine. This psychobabblist actually said that teaching a young boy to be masculine leads to the shootings like Columbine. I mean, are we gone in this society or what?
Where is the logic of that? I know people, when I was growing up, I used to love to play cowboys and Indians, cowboys and Indians.
Yeah, I was going to say, you meant to say Native Americans,
yeah.
I know, yeah.
But when I was a kid, that's what it was called, and I had this little metal gun and a holster and a Stetson hat, you know, because I was...
Oh, you've got to send us a picture of that, buddy. You got it.
No, I don't give pictures away, sorry. But the point I'm making is that didn't turn me into this lethal killer that wants to shoot everybody, you know. There are people I would willingly shoot, but, you know, I'm not going to name them. But that's not because I played with guns as a child, you know, played with toy guns. And all the psychobabble that you know, doing certain things as a child are going to affect you as an adult. Yes, some things are, but let's keep real with it, you know. I went to school with a Chinese kid and spent a lot of time at their house, but it didn't make me want to go and live in China. China, even.
Yeah, some people, you've got to be listening for a while to know what that means, and you'll have to go back and get the classic podcast, you know. But, no, I am tired of this stuff. I am tired of them. Coming out as Catholics and what is it? Cain says he's a Catholic. I'm not going to judge whether he knows God or not. I'm going to judge the fact that he's not doing right by God because I know what the Bible says about these things. So anyway, when we come back, let's talk about the University of Florida. And now it's decided it's going to get some counselors for something very weird. This is proof that we have a snowflake society. I'm Joe Messina, your host here with Xander Gabe. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a nighttime camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
My baby is American.
We are back. And your baby better be American made, if you know what I'm getting at. The, you know, we got 94 million Americans out of work. I know you guys hate when I go down this road. Because I got some of you sent me emails. It's like, get over yourselves. Here's the deal. I got 94 million Americans out of work. Can you do, please do, just a little bit. Can you do a little bit of homework? Can we make sure that what we're buying somehow is manufactured, made, put together, delivered, shipped, whatever, here in America? Can we try to put a few more people back to work? What do you think? You think it'd be a good thing to do? I like the idea. Join me, please. Anyway, my name is Joe Messina. You're listening to The Real Side on Genesis Communication Network. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Here's the deal. I got to play with some of you here. Up in Salem, Oregon, in the station we picked up there, and I'm not telling you the name yet. I'm gonna see who can figure who's there, who can call me from there. But anyway, the up in Salem, Oregon, we're on a station up there, and they started putting billboards up. Billboards. Can you tell it's Friday? I know, I'm working on it. Billboards. They're putting billboards up, Xander. And so they've got some of the people on the in the lineup on those billboards, which, you know, obviously it's a cool thing, it's a great thing. I'm honored to be up there. And my understanding is that they may have me and Hannity back to back on there. So for the first person, I know it's kind of unfair to the other people, but get over yourselves. For the first person who sends me a picture and send it to joe@therealside.com, of one of those billboards, I will send you a great free gift, okay? I guess I don't have to say free gift, right? Because a gift is usually free, isn't it?
Yeah.
Kind of redundant. So if you're listening to KPJC out of Salem, Oregon, that's 1220 a.m. up in Salem, Oregon, the billboards are going up this week. So the first one that sends me a picture, I'll send you a gift. It'll be worth your while. I swear. Anyway, Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week, to kind of keep me straight, keep me on the straight and narrow, keep me doing the right thing. Xander, thanks for joining me. And tell people where they can hear your show and when.
XanderGibb.com, 5 Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern, and on Facebook Live.
You know, I was going to say, if you see me and Hannity together, I've got as much hair as he's got. I'm probably a little better looking than he is, but I've got the beard mustache. That's the way you can tell the difference here. Anyhow, I heard that.
I'll tell Sean when I see him tomorrow for
Please.
Brunch.
Yeah, let him know, Hugo. I just saw that picture. That guy said you look like that fellow on, what is it called? Lost.
The guy said,
you do?
Was I Hurley from Lost? And I said, No, he was my stunt double.
Yeah, that was. So listen, somebody in the chat room or in the Facebook feed said, I haven't heard this one before. Too many Catholic schools are Sino, which I would imagine means Catholic in name only. I don't know, you and I came out of the Catholic religion, I'll say, and I loved my Catholic upbringing. I want to be clear about that. I didn't have any negative things happen to me when I grew up as a Catholic. Loved the things I went through as a Catholic. I think the Catholics taught me, I think the Catholic Church taught me an unwavering faith, if you would. I think they taught me how to accept and believe in God no matter what was going on around me, and I appreciate that, and I love that about my Catholic upbringing. But I find that there's many Catholics, as there are mainstream Christians, but there's many Catholics that get caught up in not really living out their faith as they're taught, that solid faith that I saw growing up, and they don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, and they want to love everybody in. But my God, even Jesus tore up the temple at one time. We have to be willing to take a loving stance on what our scripture says, don't we?
Absolutely, we do, but it's very hard. And it's funny, a friend of mine said to me the other day, we were driving in the city, and my friend was like, Xander, you're such a loving and caring person, but how come you don't apply that to when you're driving around and people cut you up? And
I said, was that my wife with you?
No, it wasn't. But I was very challenged by it. But it is very hard. It is very hard to kind of love people that attack you and love people that do you wrong. But that is what we're called to do as part of the Christian faith. I do, however, and I'm not politicizing this, but I wish Cardinal Timothy Dolan was able to kind of do that too, from a twofold perspective. He gave an interview today where he said he was upset basically with what Calvary had sending emails about Catholics, and quite rightly so. But he said if it had been said about Muslims or Jews, then there would have been an apology within 10 minutes. And also, what made me, he's not my favorite person, Timothy Dolan, and I'll save that for another show, but he actually sat next to Hillary last night and laughed and joked with her as if nothing had happened. But I would have been tempted to say something.
Well, I think at one point somebody did. I heard that somebody said to him, or he had asked her to apologize that night, and got no response from her either.
Really?
Yeah, that he got no response from her via email, which is surprising. He should have just called WikiLeaks and asked them to send the apology email that he may have missed over. But the guy, not yet, that felt dead, didn't it? But I agree with you. I mean, they should be calling these people out. And even though it was uncomfortable, what Trump said was uncomfortable, it's very true. I mean, how do you talk? Can you imagine if I said something along those lines about a Muslim or somebody who follows Islam? It would be disastrous for me in my career. Would it not?
You can have groups that say kill gays, kill Catholics, kill Jews, kill cops, but if you start a group that says kill Muslims, I'm not advocating that anybody should be killed, but it's it's shut down right away.
Yeah, well, yeah, because it's no longer freedom of speech. Now, in that particular instance, it's hate speech. So let's go on to show you why we're in so much trouble. All right? Now, the University of Florida is going to have counselors ready. You know, because you never know when something could go dreadfully wrong on campus. And I think there should be counselors available to help young people when they're going through certain situations in their life. However, these counselors, your tax dollars, are going to be on site for students who are offended by Halloween costumes, okay? So the University of Florida, students offended by insensitive Halloween costumes are being provided with around-the-clock counseling services. So if you participate in Halloween activities and you run into a Indian costume and you happen to be Native American heritage and you're totally wigged out by it, you can pick up the phone and call, you know, 1-800-SNOWFLAKE. Because that's I don't even know what to do with that, right?
Who are you going to call? Call Snowflake.
I mean, seriously, we've gotten to the point where our young people can't even handle things that they don't appreciate, don't like, don't agree with.
I want somebody to set up a group where I can complain and get support for all those trying to further lib logic, because I find it really offensive, and I need a safe space in order not to have to deal with the lib logic that's offending my ears and my eyes in these United States, in the country that I love. I'm sorry.
You know, I got a couple of nasty emails last week, and I kind of go to the biblical perspective that for those who have ears to hear. Okay, so if this is something you're doing, then you're the one that's getting teed off and sending me the nasty emails. If you're not doing this, you're probably sitting there in a chair giggling, going, "Yeah, he's right," you know. But I say, you know, I blame a lot of this. I put a lot of this on the parents and say, "What did you raise? Did you raise a child that when they didn't do well in sports or they didn't do well on a test, they were just devastated and you kind of coddled that devastation? Or did you say, hey, you got a D here because you didn't study like you were supposed to? So instead of, you know, us going out and getting ice cream and celebrating your failure, what we're going to do next weekend is we're going to sit down and mom or dad or whoever's better at it, like Tammy and I used to do. Tammy was better at certain things than I was. We'll sit down with you and we're going to go over this, whether you want to or not. We're going to help you succeed." All right? They don't do that anymore. Now what do they do? They lower the tests. They, you know, parents go in and scream at the teachers. The teachers change the grades. It's nuts. You're not raising a strong group of people.
No. And this is the common core ideology, because it treats everyone as if they're the same. But when you're saying that, it kind of brought to mind for me how in schools now everyone gets a prize. But real life is not like that. You know, you don't get praise for mediocrity in real life.
No.
And so you shouldn't be given a false sense of what the world is like. You don't go out into the world and get rewarded for not doing it so well. And I don't want any kids to be hurt or miss out. But if you don't win the race, you don't win the race. If you're not first, second, or third, there aren't 20 places and a place for everybody in the race in this world, because that's not how it works. And what we're doing is we're churning out the next nation of Americans, and we're making them such namby-pamby, ridiculous, idiotic kids that are unable to deal with life because they've been given this false ideology about what happens in the world.
All right. Hey, we're up against the time. Isn't this always fun? Go ahead and quickly tell people where they can find you.
You can find me at ZandraGibb.com.
Okay, so next hour, people, you want to be here for the next hour, because we're going to deal with a boatload of loon illogic, okay? Illogical loon stuff. We're going to deal with the Hillbama, as I'm calling the two of them. All these things that's been going on lately, the hacked emails and how they're trying to defend it. I don't care how much crack you smoke before you come back, it won't make sense. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN.